From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Blanc, and it's time for your letters. Many of you took issue with the presentation of our story yesterday about a failed execution in Ohio. A reporter who witnessed it described the two-hour unsuccessful effort to find the prisoner's veins for a lethal injection.
Over the top was the response from Mac Hines of Jacksonville, Florida. He writes, "I am not an advocate of the death penalty, but the graphic description of the attempt was more than necessary. This in spite of the fact that I am a Vietnam combat veteran."
Some of you wrote to say that you were moved by our story of the life and death of Williams College professor Fred Stocking. It was told by one of his former students, NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.
As Fred's body shut down, he leaned all the more on his mind. It was a sort of tit-for-tat with age. You take away my driver's license, I'll read the new biography of Shakespeare. You dim my vision, I'll listen to books on tape.
What a beautiful and lovely remembrance. That's from Lynn Norsworthy of Centennial, Colorado. She goes on, "Thank you for sharing such a touching story, and in the process, reminding me to stay closely in touch with those wonderful people in my life who have wittingly or unwittingly shaped the course of it. In my thinking, Fred Stocking has indeed achieved immortality, and not solely in Miss Haggerty's mind."
Finally, we earned cred from some of you with our story about Freemasonry. Many of you appreciated the whole segment, but the real treat came at the end. Scott Kennedy of Huntsville, Alabama, had this to say, "ATC is in my head once again. Thank you for ending the story about the myths surrounding the Masons with the Stonecutters song from The Simpsons. As I listened to the interview, that was the song running through my mind."
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do. We do.
What from our program keeps running through your head? Please let us know by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
Who holds back the electric car? Who makes it do?